Welcome back to another Patriots.com Campcast. Andy Hart here, joined by Tom Casale, and we'll be talking about another Wednesday, August 8th, boring practice inside the Gillette Stadium, Dana-Farber Fieldhouse practice facility. Rained a little bit before what the session was supposed to start, so it was moved inside, closed to the public, obviously. And then the media was held off for a half hour or so, and by the time we got out there, Tom, anyone who's probably considered a starter, backup, or, I don't know, one of the top two to three teams on the roster not out there, basically rookies, undrafted free agents, first-year players, prepping for Friday night's preseason opener in Tampa. What are your thoughts?
Brandon Merriweather would be the one exception. He was out there, but he was right. A rookie, as you said. Yeah, you know when you're waiting to go to practice and you see 30 guys walking away from the bubble and they're Tom Brady, Dan Copen, Matt Light, you say to yourself, this probably isn't going to be the best practice of training camp. Plus, it was in the bubble and it's limited. They can't even punt or kick or anything. The only thing worse than a walkthrough with starters is basically a walkthrough with the third and fourth teamers, which is what we got today. Not Garrett Mills, Willie Andrews, Bam Childress, Brandon Merriweather. Those were probably the most notable players out there. Hard to take anything from this practice. Hopefully tonight. Well, go ahead.
Okay, Tom, I'll go ahead. One of the other players that was out there is the newest Patriot, Dante Wesley, acquired in a trade with the Bears for a conditional pick, wearing number 38, was on the field as all the players were in full pads, even though it was sort of a walkthrough, half-speed type practice. He got some action in the slot, got some action at corner covering Bam Childress. But as Bill Belichick spoke about in his press conference later in the morning, the guy has made his career basically on special teams. He'll get some consideration at corner, but if he makes this roster, it's likely as a special teamer kind of guy.
Yeah, I would think so. It didn't look comfortable to me in the slot. Bam Childress was getting open pretty easily on him. It's one practice, obviously, and it was a nothing practice. Just he looked a little stiff, not really quick, more of a bigger guy, not necessarily a quick guy.
He's stiff because he's jacked.
Yeah, he is. He's huge. And he's a heck of a talker. I don't know how long that's going to last. The media seemed to like him as he was comparing Asante Samuel to Lance Briggs.
Yes, he had a lot to say, and he'll learn that that's not really a good thing around here. But on a day when, again, since there was no one out there, there weren't a lot of people for the media to talk to, he was a popular guy to talk to. Bam Childress was sort of the star on the field. And as you said, he is shifty, athletic. He's a great guy to have on the team, a great practice player. You know, they only had one running back out there, Quentin Smith, so Bam Childress took some reps with the group at running back. He'll do basically whatever they ask him. That's why he's the ideal practice squad player, practice player for this team. And he's a guy you can watch in the preseason. Unfortunately, his run sort of ends when the preseason ends with all the talent they have at receiver
here. And the guy who got the best news of the day was probably Kelly Washington because he wasn't out on that field. It's kind of hard to know where he stands right now. I think if we went out there and saw Kelly Washington, we could probably cross him off the list. Now at least he still has a fighting chance.
So as Bill Belichick said in his press conference also, this was sort of winding down, really getting ready. Instead of going blue versus white, they'll finally get to face another team, another colored jersey, a little bit of the West Coast offense from John Gruden. Little bit of their 4-3 Tampa 2 zone, you know, coverage schemes, and it'll just be different. It'll finally give them a chance to see some different things, react, play football. You know, we talked a little bit about it. Guys like Oscar Lua, who you need to see. Can this guy react to a running play?
Peter
can
Woods.
He, you know, beat a guard? Pierre Woods, can he play? You know, get some of these guys out there. Who would be one or two guys from this point on you're really looking forward to some game action?
Well, going to the linebackers, I think Woods will be one to see if he can maybe be a little bit in the rotation. He's not going to see a lot of playing time this year, obviously, but maybe a couple of pass rushing situations here and there. Eric Alexander is another guy. I don't know if he's going to play. He's been wearing the red jersey, but that's a guy. I'm looking at that linebacker to see if there's any young guys that are going to step up. And then when Tom Brady's your quarterback, it's obviously going to be the Matt Castle show. I don't want to see Castle running around like he's a member of the Three Stooges. I want to see him sitting in the pocket, looking down the field, looking at his reads, and throwing the football.
And one position we can really evaluate, because it doesn't really involve anyone else, is punter. We'll get a chance to see some of these guys punt in game action and see what they have with the bright lights on and some fans and an actual rush coming at them. We'll see if Miller, what he's got coming back from the injury. We'll see what Bogger has coming off the great Europa season. Tom Malone will get a couple chances out there. So, you know, that's another one we can actually evaluate pretty quickly. You don't have to wait to find out, you know, what the coaches thought or how he reacted, what the play call was. It's all right out there for you to look at. One more quick note out of the morning here at Gillette Stadium. There was a press conference held right after Coach Belichick's press conference with owner Robert Kraft and representative from the MIAA, the Massachusetts High School Athletic Association, which runs the Super Bowls, and they announced that the stadium, the Kraft family, and the MIAA have come to an agreement for the next 3 years to host 6 high school Super Bowls each season here at Gillette Stadium right around the first weekend, December 1st this year, and give the kids from all of eastern Massachusetts the chance to play on the turf at Gillette Stadium and, you know, share a field where Tom Brady has had a lot of success and this team has had a lot of success.
And that's a great honor for the kids. But, you know, somewhere's out there, the Tom Casale, his generation, is saying, God, you know I'm going to land in that 7th game.
Right. There is one game a year that won't be played on the turf. And if Tom Casale were playing high school football in eastern Mass, his team would be in that game.
And I'd be on the bench.
And it's funny because the press conference was actually the better of the two press conferences today. Yeah. Bill Belichick wrapped up quickly. Then Robert Kraft came out, stole the show first by saying, what'd you do to my coach? He's smiling. Because Bill was smiling as he left
the
podium.
That's one of the season.
No question. Then he joked about they're not allowed to talk about Super Bowls around here, and then this was the one opportunity to talk Super Bowls for the high school kids. So it was an interesting press conference. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out in December when they have the games here. And then the Patriots will get back together one more time for a session this afternoon, 5:30 p.m., the second of the day. Hopefully it'll be outside. Hopefully it'll be open to the public. Hopefully it'll be a little bit more exciting than the morning session. Check Patriots.com, as always, before you come down here to make sure it still is open to the public. And any updates in the schedule will be available as soon as we get them. But that's going to put the wraps on another CampCast. And the next time we talk to you, there'll be a game in the books, and the Patriots will have finally faced another team. For Tom Casale, Andy Hart.